How to Be a Minimalist podcast, where it's all about finding your kind of minimalism. Feel free to come and hang out with me on Instagram at howtobeaminimalist, or you can also email me at howtobeaminimalist@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out the show details to find links to the articles I talk about, my YouTube channel, and books that I've written. And now it's time for the show. Episode number 50, Things I Buy More Of As a Minimalist. Hey there, minimalists. I hope that you are having an excellent day, and if it's not going great yet, I hope it will quickly turn around for you. I'm actually recording this at night, which feels so strange. I usually avoid recording at night because I just don't like it, but I had a lot of energy, and I really wanted to make sure that I got this podcast done because I'm working on a lot of How to Be a Minimalist stuff this weekend, and I just wanted to get it done when I felt really good, and I feel really good right now. Also, note, this is episode 50. It's like, woohoo. I was really unsure that I would ever make it to this point, and I know it's just a number, but it's pretty fun. They say that many podcasts don't make it past episode 100. I feel like I have a lot more to say, so here's to the next 50 episodes, and thanks for being here with me for these 50. I really appreciate it. For my personal update, I have been doing a lot of stretching and meditating, and I've also been walking many mornings of the week. If you follow me over on Instagram, I've actually got this one spot in the river that I walk next to that is particularly beautiful that I've been able to walk past when the sun is rising a couple times this week and also last week. So, you know, if you want to see beautiful sunrise pictures, go check me out on Instagram, How to Be a Minimalist. I also post pictures of recipes and food and my cat and I don't know, lots of stuff, you know, Instagram stuff. I've been feeling so good walking in the morning, and I feel like it's actually a really nice time to kind of meditate. I know, generally speaking, people meditate when they're very still and sitting, but I love to meditate while I am walking. I just tend to breathe really well, and I'm allowing myself to just kind of be, and it feels so good to me. I know that the rain is coming. We have already had some big storms that have passed through here in the Pacific Northwest, but I just am hoping that I can continue, even if I have to lug an umbrella around for those really, really wet mornings. But it's been so nice. So it's something I'm hoping that I'm able to continue doing as the months go on through the fall and the winter. I also have this one goal that I did not do great on this year, and I feel like there's a reason for that. A lot of times when I set goals, I have these ideas, and sometimes they work out and sometimes they don't, and I'm really okay with the goals that I set that don't work out for the most part. But this is something that I feel like I had to learn about more before I actually set out on it. I almost decided like to just let it be and start that goal again next year. But I've been working really hard on it and kind of decided, nope, I'm unsatisfied with just saying, well, I did okay on this goal. And so I've actually been working really hard on it, and I'm going to hopefully have an announcement about that in the next week or two. But I'm really happy about that. If you have set some goals for 2020 and you haven't gotten very far, if you even have one that you're like, you know what? I'm not happy with not having gotten anywhere on that or hardly anywhere on that. You know, it's not too late. You have a couple months left if you're listening to this in real time, of course, but you have a couple months left of the year. It's amazing what you can get done in a couple of months. So I say, see what you can do and go for it. It's a great thing if we can improve ourselves and keep ourselves busy and enjoy those good things that are in our lives. For my something interesting today, I don't really have any one video or article for you. I usually link those down below into the details in the extra section there, but I don't have anything for you today because I've seen this topic going around on the Minimalist YouTube and podcast kind of channels that I follow. And it's so interesting to me. I wanted to do my own podcast episode on it. I've seen several over the last, I would say 2 months or so that have all been on the same topic of what they spend more on as a minimalist. And I find it fascinating because I usually think of, oh, what do I not spend money on? What do I not spend money on? But in this case, it's made me really sit down and think, like, what do I spend more money on and what do I invest in more as a minimalist? When I outline these episodes, I am always really careful and thoughtful. I generally spend, well, probably multiple hours thinking about it because I always think about things before I actually sit down and work on them. But when I sat down to work on this one, it took me a while to think about it, and it was kind of an interesting thing to kind of reverse that thought process. So I definitely think that you should give it a try. It's kind of an interesting observation of self. The first thing that I really thought of that we spend more money on as minimalists would be food. This one was so obvious to me that it was just like, this answer was easy to what do I spend more money on as a minimalist? We have really been trying to invest in our health, and our health has been quite a journey. Between my husband and I, we have lost probably, I think, about 90 pounds, and it's been really interesting to see what we have been able to accomplish as we have just focused on putting a lot healthier foods on our table. I feel like our children are benefiting from this as well. They've always eaten quite well and lots of fruits and vegetables, but they're getting even more of that and way more whole grains. And I just feel like, I don't know, we're all doing better, have good energy. I know for me personally, losing weight has not only made me more athletic and capable physically, but it has boosted my confidence so much. Not just because I'm thinner, though. It's because I'm taking care of myself. This has meant that I have really examined the way that I think about myself, because in order to take care of myself, I have had to learn how to appreciate myself and change the way that I feel about myself. Honestly, this has been an incredibly difficult many years journey. It's been really hard, and it's been a major struggle, and some days it still is a struggle to not berate myself for addressing issues earlier or taking better care of myself, or, you know, berating myself for having a sweet tooth even. There are health problems that I've had that actually contribute to having a sweet tooth. I have not really found any documentation on what I'm about to say, but I have hypothyroidism, and I'm convinced that people that have hypothyroidism not only gain weight but crave more sugar because their bodies know that that is instant energy. And it just makes sense that you want sugar all the time, which, of course, it comes in the form of ice cream and cake and chocolate bars, and it's going to make you unhealthy and likely overweight in a very unhealthy way. I mean, what am I supposed to do with that? You know, like beat myself up? That doesn't help. And it took me a long time to realize that I should be my best cheerleader, not my worst enemy. I'm kind of surprised. I didn't really want to go that deep. I try to keep it a little bit lighter on the podcast, generally speaking. But it's hard to not talk about the mental effects of being unhealthy. And they have been very, very difficult to overcome. I would say that probably my husband has even felt some of these things as he has been able to lose weight. I know he feels better about himself. He has pep in his step. And we both have been having so much more fun as a couple, just enjoying being together and enjoying kind of each other's refreshing attitudes and spirits. Investing in higher quality whole foods has been a joy. It's been a fun thing to explore for me, to find different types of flowers and different recipes and create and develop all kinds of recipes. Ultimately, investing in our long-term health has been fun, and I'm grateful that I was able to kind of get back into this and kind of find some answers that led me back to being plant-based and really, really finding the healthiest way for our family to eat. Another budget we've spent more money on as minimalists is our travel budget. Sometimes this has meant making sure that we can have plane tickets or so that we can have enough in our gasoline budget, but making sure that we have opportunities to travel, to see loved ones, to care for loved ones, and also to be able to get out on hikes and walks and exploring, taking our RV out and things like that. Those have all been really important to us. There are a lot of things that we pass on. There are a lot of things that we just don't do and that we forego, but Making sure that we have enough in our budget to be able to do these things has been really important, and it has given us so many experiences and just made our family so much closer. It's been totally worth it. It's not always easy to make sure that we're getting out or having an adventure planned or things like that, but even the little things, they take at least a little bit of gas money to be able to get out. And, you know, for instance, today it was sunny and my husband has really been needing to get out. And so the kids and I have been enjoying the sunshine the last couple of days, but he hasn't been able to. So we picked him up from work and we went and took him to a lake and we just walked around it. The kids ran around and we got to see all the ducks that are kind of getting ready to fly south, I think, and all kinds of beautiful nature scenes around us. It was just so lovely. All the leaves are turning here. It's fall. It was really nice. It doesn't take that much to be able to get out and do something. It's just a little thing, but it has made all of the difference to be able to go and do some activities like that. Another category in which we are buying more, we have been spending more and looking out for more good, high quality clothing. We used to buy a lot of things at big box stores and maybe even online a little bit, but pretty much just like big box stores. You just don't get the highest quality clothing there. I've also been taking some time to look at secondhand stores so that we can have higher quality clothing. And so I may not be spending necessarily as many dollars on that because I am finding them used and they're lower cost since they're used to. But I am spending a lot more time looking for higher quality clothing and ultimately spending more money on the higher quality clothing. I have found that I really enjoy looking for brands that are doing good things and also putting out a great product at the same time. I haven't gotten super involved in all of this research. I'm just kind of starting to dabble in that. So far, I really like the clothing from Wearpact. I have a black t-shirt from them that, like, I've had it for over a year now and I have worn it at least probably once a week. That thing will not fade. It's crazy. It just has not faded at all. And it's really soft and I really like it. I'm actually sad. I'm starting to shrink out of it. I'm going to have to let it go at some point, but it's a really good shirt. My husband and I have also gotten some hoodies from them that have been really nice and different activewear, and it's been high quality and it's lasted a long time. And those pieces have been some of our favorites. I'm just much more willing to spend more money on something that's going to last longer at this point. It makes sense. I can't remember the last time I bought something from a big box store, but I do remember the last time I tried something on at a big box store. It was frustrating. It didn't feel good. It looked very cheaply made, and I just was very frustrated, and I didn't end up purchasing anything at all. I kind of needed a skirt, and I ended up walking away with nothing and making something else that I already had work. I'm hoping to spend more on secondhand items as well as quality brands that I really like and that my family really likes too. The last thing I wanted to talk about is the fact that I have been spending more money on tech gear. And that sounds funny as I say it because I'm really not a techie person, but the last year and a half, I have spent so much money on tech gear, and it's because, you know, I have been investing in myself. Now, you may not be able to relate to the tech gear stuff, but I do hope that you are investing your resources into yourself because it is really important that we take time to be able to accomplish goals and to be able to work through those things that we really want to do. Not everything is possible, but there are so many things that require just a little bit. And if we can just focus on that little bit that we need, we can usually figure out a way to manage that. When I decided that I wanted to do a podcast, I was starting from scratch. I actually did not have anything. I had a dinosaur of a laptop. That was pretty much it. That was all the tech gear that I had, and my laptop was really starting to die, and I could tell, and it was awful. My husband and I were able to work really hard and scrounge around, basically, and set me up, and it was a really great thing. And I'm so glad because I've been able to invest in myself and work really hard on figuring out this whole how to be a minimalist thing, and it's been fascinating to me. It's been so interesting, and it's been a great journey. And look, I am recording the 50th episode. It's really cool to me that I have been able to accomplish this. There's so much out there that we can spend our time and our resources on. It's tempting to kind of squander some of that, but being hyper-focused has allowed us to be able to spend a little bit of money on ourselves and to invest in ourselves. My husband has a podcast. It's called the Darwin Awards Podcast, if you want to listen. And he and his two brothers podcast together. They are hilarious. He's actually podcasting right now too. But they're so funny. And it's been a wonderful thing for us to be able to take our goals and our dreams and to share them with each other and to be able to say, hey, I really want to try this. I want to see if I can make this work. My biggest goal with the How to Be a Minimalist podcast and my books and things is to share with others the ways that I've been able to overcome struggles and to come to success in some areas. It's the biggest reason why I share my personal update every week. I want to be accountable to you, and it helps me in a way, but mostly I want people to see kind of in real time what it takes and how realistic it is that we can accomplish goals and we can do things. And so mostly I want to help and to inspire and to motivate. Not that I'm a super motivating or inspiring person, but actually the opposite. I'm just a normal person. And if I can do some things, then you can too. Another thing that I would love to accomplish with my podcast and my books is I would love to be able to create a sustainable income for my family with this. I am absolutely not there yet. In fact, the podcast is barely paying for itself at this point to run, but investing in these tools for myself so that I can actually go out there and try to do these things and try to make it work and try to make it happen has felt wonderful. And I've learned so much. I love getting messages from y'all. I love seeing reviews, and I love just being able to get a little bit of feedback that tells me that this is actually helping people. I can see my statistics are going up. I know that it is helping our little How to Be Minimalist family. It's growing, and all of that is wonderful. It's so cool to me to be able to see what is happening just because I invested a little bit of money into myself. This is something that I think many parents struggle with, and it's really hard to take resources from your family when you know that your family could really use them. But it's been one of the most worthwhile things that I have been able to do, especially as a homeschooling mother, which a lot of us are homeschooling parents at this point due to COVID and everything. But it's hard to take time and money for yourself. And I have had a real struggle trying to find a good balance. But now that we're kind of in a groove with it and I have my tools that I need, it's a beautiful thing. And it makes me feel like I am a good example to my children. I think it's kind of silly that we put our kids into lessons and sports and all of these different things, and yet we ourselves are not modeling that behavior. I think it's really important that we continue to learn, that we continue to improve and grow, and to take that art class through the community center or to go and play in a Saturday softball league. Like, why are we not doing these things? I want to show my kids that they are totally worth the investment for their whole lives. That's one of the other big reasons that I do all of these things. It's so that they can see me struggling, failing, accomplishing, overcoming, and also just enjoying doing something and being creative. I want them to move forward as they work into adulthood, confident that they can try stuff too, and that they should, and that they can continue learning and growing and improving their lives without any guilt. I don't want them to feel guilty about that at all. I have felt that before, for sure. Many, many times I have wondered, am I crazy for doing this? Am I crazy for taking the time to do this? Am I crazy for taking the resources to do this? And ultimately, when I think about not having creative avenues in my life, it is not as happy of a place to think about. I just do so much better when I have my own little creative outlet that I get to plan and enjoy. Your thing may not be podcasting, but whatever it is worth investing in. All wholesome activities that will improve our lives are worthy of investing in. It's taken a long time for me to get to this point where I feel so comfortable and confident about it, but now that I'm here, it feels right. The same goes for my husband and my children. I'm not the only one using resources for goals and projects. Our kids have so many different things that they like to do. My husband also, like I said, he has his podcast. He also has his website, thedarwinawardspodcast.com. And it's been great as a family to be able to invest in ourselves. And it feels so good. I'm happy to spend our resources in these areas because of the wonderful things they have brought into our lives. With all of that being said about this whole tech gear turned into a rant about not continuing on with our personal growth and education and all that sort of thing. Sorry about that. But I have taken one precaution, and that has been to really make sure that when I purchase something, it is something that I actually need. So even though I do purchase tech gear and things like that that I will need for the podcast, I don't just go out and buy it. I pretty much try every other avenue before I come to a place where I'm like, yep, I really need this. In these areas, we don't just go and blow money like crazy and overbuy or anything. We still follow our kind of minimalist questions and rules for purchasing. But these are definitely things that we are much more happy to spend money on, and we're more likely to spend money in these areas than a lot of others. My minimalist challenge for you would be to take this challenge that I kind of took, to be able to go and look at what you spend your money on and see what you are spending more money on as a minimalist, but also what are some areas where you would like to spend more money? Maybe you have a hobby you've been wanting to invest in. Maybe you just need one extra tank of gas this month so that you can get out on a day trip. Maybe you would like a little bit more in your grocery budget so that you can make sure that you're getting healthy food, to make sure that you're nourishing your body the best that you can. A lot of times it's easy to think about all of the things that we want to get rid of in our spending as a minimalist. It's easy to say, I'm not going to buy any clothes anymore. Well, I hope that you buy some clothes, but it's easy to start saying like, I'm not going to buy this. I'm not ever going to buy that again. I'm not going to do this. Hobby? No, that sounds awful. I'll just end up buying too much stuff. Before you decide you're not going to spend any money on anything ever again, you might consider, what do you actually want to spend your resources on? I'm not saying to go and purchase a lot of stuff. I'm also not saying that you have to let go of ever having a hobby again. I know some minimalists don't really have hobbies hardly at all because they are so afraid of buying anything. I am too. I am very cautious. And that's where I would say have a very high barrier of entry. Don't let just anything come into your home. Even if you pick up a hobby, get the minimum amount of items needed in order to do that hobby. As you're learning, you can pick up more things that you are in need of, but just don't purchase stuff for like having a stash, like a fabric stash, you know, sometimes sort of necessary, but I've seen some fabric stashes that are super out of control. That's what you want to avoid. I totally get being on a tight budget. I totally get not wanting to spend money on extra budgets or anything like that. But figuring out what you want to spend more money on, and also what do you already spend more of your money on, is just a really interesting experiment. It's interesting to see how we have changed as we practice minimalism. Good luck with your minimalist goals. I hope you have a great week, and I will see you next time. Remember, it's all about the experiences, not the stuff. I hope you enjoyed the show. With so many listening options, I'm glad you joined me today. If you'd like to support the show, please consider leaving a review, sharing with others, or becoming a patron. You can support the show for as little as $1 a month. For $3 a month, you will have access to 2 bonus exclusive episodes. Thanks for being here.